Good morning. This is Kelly Morris from the Morris Tribe, also known as the Morris Tribe Mom, and welcome to Coffee with Kelly. This week we're going to be talking, and we have been talking, about problems that you might have with making bread, common problems that people have. And today we're going to be talking about adding too much flour. Boy, I've done this many, many times. When you are kneading your bread, whether by hand or in your mixer, and you're adding that last bit of flour, you really want to do it very slowly. Watch the edge of your bowl and watch the dough, and the dough will begin to separate itself from the bowl. It seems to do this in a couple of stages. It'll be just a little bit sticky, kind of hanging on. But then there's a point where it fully pulls away from the bowl, from the edge of the bowl. Stop adding flour right there. I am going to be covering this in a year on a homestead and show you exactly what that looks like. However, it's better to have a little less flour than too much. And here's why. Because once you're finished kneading your bread, you're going to take the dough out of the bowl and put it on your counter. And in that process, you're probably going to add a little more flour either on your counter or on your hands. And that will incorporate itself into the dough. Better to be a little light on the flour than too heavy. You can't take it out, obviously. So I also would recommend considering coating your hands with oil rather than flour to handle your dough that has been kneaded. This can also help you to not add too much flour. Will you ruin the entire batch if you add too much flour? Well, probably not, but it can be stiff and you will notice the difference. And again, ladies, this just takes time to learn these things. For me, again, I've said it before, none of this came naturally. I just had to learn by experience, and you will too. So, hang in there. It is really worth the skill of bread baking. It is a wonderful lost homemaking art, and it is worth the time, even if it takes you years, to figure out how to make really good bread. I hope you enjoy today's post about quick breads. The three recipes I posted are some of our family's favorites. I make them all the time. And please, please, please get on the Morris Tribe Facebook page and add your favorite QuickBook recipe. I've got the link on the post. Have a good day. Bye-bye.